Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Jesse Dick. A Rhinelander man has been identified as the person killed in the town of Stella, east of Rhinelander, Saturday evening. The Oneida County Sheriff's Department reports 60-year-old Mark Moore died in the crash. The Sheriff's Department says Moore's vehicle was traveling northbound, crossed the road, and rolled over the southbound ditch, coming to rest in some trees. A sheriff's deputy on patrol came upon the crash scene on Highway 45 near East Stella Lake Road. Highway 45 was closed for 2.5 hours so the scene could be cleared and investigated. The investigation into the accident continues. A prominent Midwest wolf biologist thinks a possible delisting of wolves from the Endangered Species Act will not drive the population to dangerous levels. Ken Crawl reports.
She is a senior scientist with the Biological Resource Division, U.S. Geological Survey, and an adjunct professor at the University of Minnesota. He has studied wolves and their prey since 1958. Dr. Meech says some Great Lakes states had the ability to control wolf populations, and each state set their own goals. If that ability is returned to the states, he says from his biological perspective, the goals wouldn't substantially affect populations.
In none of the cases did it really seem to have any large effect on the population. Wolf populations are very prolific. They rebound very easily because they have such a large annual reproduction. Each wolf population generally doubles each year in the spring when the pups are born. There's a lot of new wolves around, and come fall, while some of those have already perished, many of them haven't.
Meech says the numbers taken cut into the increased population for that year, but the takings, he says, don't change substantially the overall general population.
There was a case, I think, in Wisconsin one year when the population seemed to have dropped after the hunt, but not to any kind of critical number. It was just still in the 500s or something like that.
Wisconsin experts think there is a base population of about 800 wolves in Wisconsin. Others disagree about delisting and local control. One recent report put the gray wolf on the imperiled species list. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
A group of University of Wisconsin-Madison professors are challenging the State Department of Natural Resources for scrubbing language from its website that declared human activity as causing climate change. The Republican-controlled agency quietly changed the language last month to say the cause of climate change is debatable. 7 UW-Madison climate, zoology, and ecology professors released a column today saying the new language incorrectly implies climate change is mysterious when it's clearly caused by greenhouse gases produced by burning fossil fuels. The scientists say failing to properly inform the public is a violation of trust. They say the DNR is turning its back on its own tradition of applying the best science available in the public interest. And a DNR official explains the new proposal to raise some recreational fees after the agency reported a deep deficit in the Fish and Wildlife account. Ken Crawl reports.
Eric Loebner is a deputy division administrator with the DNR. He says in 2015, the legislature directed the DNR to address the $4 million shortfall in the account. License sales supply much of the revenue. He says looking at the license fees, they found where the license prices haven't kept up with inflation, and neighboring states are charging more for similar licenses. He says there's been a drop in the number of licenses sold in some categories, and how the fees are structured in some other categories have steered buyers away. Loebner says fees for non-motorized boats like kayaks and paddleboards could be mandated.
Our estimate is that there's approximately 335,000 non-motorized boats across the state. And conceivably, we could use that revenue to basically enhance education and outreach, as well as the access to the streams and waters of Wisconsin for people that are non-motorized.
He says the DNR is also looking at possibly offering gift cards to buy someone a license. In 2008, Minnesota's voters passed the Legacy Amendment to the Minnesota Constitution that protects water, forest, wetlands, and restores habitat. It also preserves arts and cultural heritage. The Legacy Amendment increases the Minnesota sales tax by 0.3%. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
In weather, a winter storm warning will be in effect until 3 p.m. on Tuesday for Forest, Florence, Northern Marinette, and Langlade County. Total snow accumulation of 6 to 8 inches is predicted. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 3 p.m. on Tuesday for the rest of the listening area. Tonight, snow, temperatures rising to around 21 degrees by 5 a.m. And Tuesday, snow continues with a high near 30. Wednesday, a 30% chance of morning snow and a high near 17. Stay with us. Northwoods Cafe is coming up next with your host, Ray Quicksilver. This is WXPR News.